All right. If you want to, go ahead and find your seat. We're going to have some folks join us on stage. If they're still in the audience, come on up. Hey, a few weeks ago, we put these people on our screens, but I wanted you to see their faces. This is our board for Vineyard Springbrook. This is Sawyer Hill right here, Nick Kessler, who just did some reading, Lisa Bell, and Lindsay Mazel, and myself, Johnny Williams. We serve on the board here. We do have an announcement to make. A few weeks ago, you may have noticed that we've had some guest speakers come, and Lindsay's not been serving communion as much and maybe not been as present as much in the lobby. So Lindsay, you want to give us an update on where you are, where you've been, what you're doing?
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, I had a blood test that was pretty routine, and it came back and was wonky. And so that kind of started a series of other tests. We did another blood test, and it was wonkier. And it started a series of tests and a little bit of a health journey. I kept calling it a process of discovery, which is language we use a lot around here. Feels a little different when it's your own body, but we went on a process of discovery, and I had low iron, and at one point we thought I had mono, but what we ended up discovering after a series of tests, I ended up in an oncologist's office and found out that I have leukemia, and which is scary and sad. What we've learned in the last few days, this is really a very fresh thing, but what we've learned in the last few days is that to find out more about leukemia, there are, you and I could have a lot of similarities, but our types and our processes and our treatments would all be really different. And so right now, our journey of discovery is to figure out exactly what type is happening. There's a whole series of tests from your marrow to your genetics to your blood, all kinds of things. So we're trying to figure out what is the type and how do we treat that particular type. And so I have a team of doctors around me that I feel like are the best we have. I feel so loved and supported by them, but we continue to have not a lot of answers, except that I do have cancer in my blood, and we gotta get it out.
Okay. So you are physically sick. How are you doing, and how is your family doing beyond your bad blood?
I told someone, and they sent me Taylor Swift Bad Blood, and we got to laugh about this, guys. We are okay. I think the words I just used are how we feel. We feel sad, and we feel really scared. My kids, we do this thing where I make them say feelings words. We'll talk about something, and then I say, you have to say at least two feelings words.
She also makes our board do it.
I do. Everyone hates it except Lisa, really loves it. My kids, hard pass on the feelings words, but we made them do that as we've talked about this along the way. And one of my kids used the word tender, and I think that's the perfect word to describe how our family is right now. We just feel really tender. If you're here a couple weeks ago when Chad preached, she did sachet and that tea. I just have a new appreciation and understanding for that word. So we feel really tender, and at the same time, with all of the tenderness and sadness and fear, I think two things can be true at the same time. And for all of those, I feel equal measure really loved and supported and brave. You all haven't known yet, but I've already felt loved and supported by you. The word I keep using is I keep saying I feel bolstered. I told them I looked up the word bolstered this morning to make sure I'm using it correctly. It just means like support to feel strong. And I feel that through and through and through. I just feel bolstered by my family and friends and you all, honestly.
Thanks. So we live in the South, which means people want to do stuff. they hear this kind of thing and they want to do something. We are the church. We believe that we are a family serving together. So what do you need from the church?
I've been laughing about this week for how many times I've stood on the stage and been like, when someone gives you hard news, please take them a casserole in the name of Jesus. I need a few things, though. The first one, I feel like in our culture, prayer has become sort of like a minimized thing. Like, it's not that big of a deal, or it's kind of almost made fun of. This week, I was talking about this with my cousin, and we were talking about thoughts and prayers, and she called them T's and P's, and it made me giggle. And but to me, and everything that I believe that is true in the world, prayer is one of the things I believe most. And so I think the thing I need most, honestly, is not, and I don't think prayer's small. I think it's vulnerable, I think it's risky, and I think it's really, really big. And so that's what I need most, is prayer. The second thing I need most, and this is going to break my heart if you know me, I need to not touch you and hug you. Part of this process has been that my immune system at times is nothing, then it'll peak back up, and then it just seems to be a little nutty. But as much as I want to, and as much as I want your casseroles, right now that's not the best thing for us. And so you'll see, I want to talk to you, and I want to do all of those things, but you'll see me try to keep my distance, which is going to be awkward as I'll get out, because I don't know. I didn't have my mic on. I don't know how to do that. Okay, I'm so sorry. I don't know how not to hug you, so we're going to learn together. So in that way, like in a weird way, we will need things in the future, I'm certain. But right now, space really seems to be one of the things, as much as I hate to say that. And then the third thing is part of this process means I'm at doctor's offices a lot. And so I'll go to the doctor, and then we meet as a staff, and we take care of things as a staff. And one of the things that is kind of amazing, I have this amazing team of doctors, and they don't know you, but they feel very connected to you. And they are very much in their thinking and their movement, trying to get as much as me here as possible. But the truth is that Aaron and Johnny are picking up a lot of balls that I'm dropping. And so the thing that I need most is, will you just like love and care for them? And the best way I know to tell you to do that is if you are on a volunteer team, can you not cancel it maybe at 11 the night before? If you did that today, it's okay. You get a freebie. But it's like to show up for them and be able to help them, so that, you know, volunteers is one of the business parts of what we do. And so, it would be a gift to them and a gift to us if that's something that we could just like, you know, is that a lot? Am I allowed to say that?
Say whatever okay. You want to, I guess. Wait, are you done?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Last question. This one's for you. So there's a real reality that Lindsay will not be able to physically be here for a period of time, whatever that period of time is. So what does it look like, and maybe what are we doing as a board to prepare for that, to anticipate for that, and then what does it look like for the church if they need a pastor and Lindsay's not here on a Sunday morning?
Hey, so first of all, it's funny having Johnny ask that question because Johnny knows that answer more than I do. which is what I would say first to you is that we are planning as much as we can for things that we don't know. And so there might be Sundays that Lindsay aren't here. Lindsay isn't here, or days in the week when Lindsay doesn't feel well, or extended time when she's not here with us. And so we're planning through all those things, but also it's things that we're not sure what that's going to look like yet. And so we're meeting with another church who has walked through some similar things. And so just trying to have lots of different plans. One thing that our church is blessed with is a lot of really great people who can fill in a lot of gaps. And so we're meeting often, and as things change and communicating often, to try and make those plans. I think my hope, we met this past Monday, and the thing that kept stirring, I feel like I kept hearing from people's words were, I think this is an invitation for us to be more of the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak to myself because this is the way I feel about it, and maybe you can relate, but I feel like often I am here, and I love what I get from this church, but I don't know how much that I always give to it. And what a invitation to be actual disciples of the man we are here for, that we would follow well, that we would pray the way Jesus prayed, both for healing and for each other, that we would heal the sick, that we would serve the needy and house the homeless, and that we would start doing those things with a little more, intention. I'm sorry, you can stop me. But I heard this guy talking this week about the parable of the 10 virgins who, it's in Matthew, and they are out waiting outside to go inside of a wedding feast. And five have brought lamps that they are burning because night is here, and five did not. And the way it was told was, I haven't heard before, that the five that did not have oil, as the procession approaches, they leave to go buy oil. And I haven't thought of it this way, but why didn't they just wait there? Like in the dark, can you not wait in the darkness? Like, why did they have to run off and get the oil? And so I think that is my hope for us here, is like there's some dark, but I think if there were five of them that didn't have oil, surely they could have kept each other company. And if there were five more that did have oil, surely they could have kept each other company and brought some light. And so I think that's my hope is here, is this intermingling, intertwining of us as a church to become a better place. And as we've met, Lindsay has referred to all of you so many times as precious, and there's been this ache that I've seen in her more than about her physical ailment, about the church and wanting to care for this place. And what a invitation that we have to do that right now, to both care for her but care for each other and fill in places that you haven't thought about filling in before, whether you feel skilled in that or not. And so I think that is my hope and our hope. If you have questions, or suggestions or comments or worries, I just ask that you don't give those to Lindsay. You give them to me or Johnny or Lisa or Sawyer, and let us know, because they might be helpful, and maybe we have an answer for you.
Great, thanks. So this is typically the place where we would put Lindsay somewhere and we would all lay hands on her, but that does not seem appropriate in this situation. So what we're going to do is, if you've been around the Vineyard for very long, one of the things that we like to do is try to connect our souls with our bodies. So if you want to and feel comfortable doing that, maybe you can just lift a hand towards Lindsay instead of, physically touching her, and then we'll just pray for her, and then we will move on with the service. So, pray with me. God, we ask that you would make all things new. We believe with all of our being that you are the restorer of all things, and that includes Lindsay's body. Pray that you would set things to the way they are supposed to be. Or we pray for the church, that you would give us wisdom and courage and kindness. It's in your name I pray. Amen.